AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. U.S. talks with Ukraine begin this week in Saudi Arabia. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Officials from both Washington and Kyiv will meet in the kingdom tomorrow.
You're gambling with World War III.
Following last month's stunning Oval Office blow-up between Presidents Trump and Zelensky yesterday.
I think you're going to have, eventually, and maybe not in the distant future, you're going to have some pretty good results.
The president sounded upbeat about the talks, but also questions whether Ukraine actually wants peace.
Well, right now they haven't shown it to the extent that they should.
In Kyiv, Zelensky said over the weekend, Russia's been ramping up attacks instead of thinking about how to end the war. Asked what Moscow's expecting from the talks, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says it doesn't matter what Russia's expecting, but what the U.S. is expecting.
Elon Musk's X social media platform is experiencing multiple outages. The outage tracking website downdetector.com says that there were more than 28,000 users reporting an outage at one point. A lawmaker says 37 crew members were aboard two ships that collided in the North Sea. One is hospitalized, while the others are safe and accounted for. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Britain's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency says that several lifeboats and a Coast Guard rescue helicopter have been dispatched to the scene in the North Sea, along with a Coast Guard plane and nearby vessels with firefighting capability. Video footage aired by the BBC and apparently filmed from a nearby vessel showed thick black smoke pouring from both ships. The RNLI lifeboat agency says there were reports that a number of people had abandoned the vessels following a collision, and there were fires on both ships. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ children in a Colorado case. A four-year-old called the police after his mother ate his ice cream.
What's the address of the emergency?
A four-year-old boy in Wisconsin calls Mount Pleasant Police 911 to report on his mom.
My mom is being bad.
Then his mom got on the phone with him to explain.
Put her to jail. So leave me alone.
I ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling 911.
Okay. That's right. The little boy said his mom ate his ice cream. Police dropped by the house last week just to make sure everything was okay and explain about 911 to him. But that's not all. Police came back the next day with ice cream for him and posted about it on social media. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.